Well, it was one particular job that was up in Rome, New York. We had these big brick buildings, and we had to remove a lot of the damaged brick, and that's how I got sick.
Chris Johnson from Port Byron, New York, learned about silicosis the hard way. He's a mason and worked in construction since he graduated from high school, like his father, uncles, and cousins. He was 29 years old on the job that changed his life. The white disposable masks Johnson wore were supposed to protect him.
Oh, after every time I got done cutting, you'd have stuff up in your nostrils that you'd blow out.
The teeny dust particles that ended up in Johnson's lungs were silica, one of the most common earth minerals. Jobs like his that call for drilling or cutting into bricks or mortar send invisible silica particles into the air. In Johnson's case, the exposure was so acute, silicosis came on in just a few months. For most people who contract the disease that's plagued stoneworkers since the ancient Greeks, it develops over several years. Dr. Bill Beckett was Johnson's physician. He says workers can't always see or feel the silica they're inhaling.
And it doesn't really bother you, but the dust is building up in your lungs. And so after a period of what may be months or years, there is enough silica dust stuck in your lungs that it can cause permanent damage. And by then, it's too late to do anything about it.
Silicosis was taking its toll from the ranks of American workers.
The U.S. Department of Labor produced this film, Stop Silicosis, way back in 1938.
Poverty, death. Cure for the disease, none.
Nearly 80 years since that film was made, there are still 1,600 new cases of silicosis every year and around 100 fatalities. It's time, says David Michaels, Assistant Secretary of OSHA, to put tougher regulations in place.
Silica is probably the major chemical exposure out there that we know of that's causing hundreds of workers to get sick every year that we have a totally antiquated standard for. When we issue that standard and once it goes into effect, it's going to prevent hundreds of cases of silicosis every year and save hundreds of lives, both from silicosis but also lung cancer.
The benchmark proposed by OSHA back in 2011 would cut in half the current permissible exposure levels for respirable silica over 8 hours. The agency estimates that well over 600,000 construction workers exceed those limits on any given day. Keeping the silica out of workers' lungs is a matter of keeping the dust down with water or a vacuum. In some cases, workers would need to wear a respirator. Michael sees the new OSHA rules as a simple solution that will save lives. But the Construction Industry Safety Coalition sees a threat to jobs. In a letter to Michaels, the industry calls it the most expensive OSHA rule ever, with an estimated $4.9 billion price tag threatening 52,000 jobs. But Michaels and OSHA disagree with industry numbers. They say they're committed to working with the Obama administration to get them adopted, despite a lengthy bottleneck in the Office of Management and Budget as the rules are reviewed.
President Obama has made it very clear he is committed to getting the silica standard out while he's president. And we will work with him and the White House to make sure that happens.
Michaels acknowledges that OSHA's rate of inspections, around 40,000 a year, has been static over the past decades, and the new standards will rely largely on employers to implement them. Now aged 40, married with three stepchildren, Chris Johnson's life expectancy is an open question. Although financially secure for the moment, he'll never work again. Looking back, he wishes he could have avoided the whole process.
It's not a good thing. So if you can protect yourself and wear a respirator, then rather than it affecting your whole entire life and possible death, I think it's 5 seconds taking the respirator, putting it on is more important.